We got to get back to the basics, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate everyone on coming to listen to Basic, Brothers and Sisters in Christ. And God is really blessing. The Bible says this is a day that the Lord has made. And I'm here with Brother Thomas of High Praise Ministries. And we just had a wonderful service. I was hoping to have him on the broadcast last week, and I lost my little smart media card. But it's good to have you on the podcast, Brother Thomas. And could you tell us a little bit about the ministry here at High Praise, what your vision is and what God's doing here?
Right. Well, a little bit about a High Praise Ministry. We're just here to try to bless the surrounding area, and definitely trying to expand, and we're trying to help a lot of young people. You know, our church is kind of based upon young people, and we're trying to build, off that type of foundation. Because if you don't have young people in your church, the church is going to crumble. So we're trying to attract a lot of youth, and then from that try to attract the parents and so forth. But I guess the main vision of High Praise Ministry is just to be the church that God wants to be. We're a non-denominational church. We don't care whether you're black, white, Methodist, Baptist. It doesn't matter to us. Young and old. We just want to just build a foundation that Christ wants us to have, and let Him be that cornerstone.
Praise God. You preached a great message this morning about emotions, and that we're not to be led by our emotions. One thing that I decided several years back, I'm not going to have a bad day because I'm being led. We're led by the Spirit,
right, exactly,
and not by emotions. Maybe you could share with some people who listen to the podcast today that maybe they're going through some things. Maybe you could share with them how they can have victory in Christ.
Definitely.
Through the Word.
Well, one of the main things and the main concept scriptures from 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7 verse. God tells us to cast all our cares upon Him, for He careth for us. We take that scripture out of context because we read it, but we don't believe it. We ask God to take our worries and cares, but once we ask God, we still holding on to them. And I think once we realize that, if we be doers of His word, not hearers only, deceiving our own selves, if we start doing what He say to do, which is give Him our cares and give Him our emotions, God will really come in and really take care of things.
Right.
But as long as you latch on to something that is hindering you, a lot of times the devil comes in and the devil plays off your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
The devil want you to be confused and have fear and not have victory. So one of the things that I want people listening to understand that if you're going to let God come in, let Him come in and let Him take control of your life, that way your worries and your emotion will be what God wants you to have.
Praise God. Your church is in Auburn, Alabama. Could you tell us a little bit about, maybe somebody's listening right now that needs this kind of ministry. How could they get here?
We on 611 Stage Road, Unit 3. Just like you said, we're in Auburn, Alabama. If you get on the interstate, it's exit 51, and if you come on down, take a right by Kroger's, and take a left on Stage Road, and you can come in and worship with us at any time. Saturday mornings, you want your kids to come down and just celebrate Christ at beginning at 10 o'clock. Bring them down, and we just here to have a good time. And Sunday morning worship begins at 9:45 and 11 o'clock.
Praise God. And you were sharing with me a vision you had for a daycare center.
Oh, yes, yes. We are in a process now is getting together High Praise Kingdom Kids. We're trying to get a daycare started for low-income families. We want people to be able to afford daycares. $8,500 is not what we're looking for. We're looking for around $50. And, we're trying to build something for the community and for outside resources. So if you work anywhere, Opelika and Auburn, call us at 334-329-9256 or 334-332-4008.
Praise God. Can you tell us a little bit about your testimony, how you came to know the Lord?
Well, it all started many years ago when I was about 15. I went to a campus life meeting at Beulah High School, and my brother led me to Christ. And, I stayed with Christ for 2 or 3 years, but, I also veered away from Him. And I think really God brought me back to Christ you know, when I was around about 21, and I understood the concept of really having the Lord in my life. And that's when I just came to Him and just confessed my faults and just returned from my faults and just asked Him to come into my life.
Praise God. You have one of your associates here.
Yeah, this is...
And one of your members.
Yeah, this is my my chief deacon. He's the one that keeps things together for High Praise Ministries, my brother Desi Elder.
Oh, it's good to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to know the Lord?
Yes, I'm Desi Elder, deacon here at High Praise Ministries. My road to Christ has basically been a long road, as many of our listeners probably have. You know, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. But all in all, you know, after meeting Pastor Dwayne Thomas here, you know, his word and his vision has really opened a lot of doors for me in finding my way through Christ and spending some time with him and talking to him. And he's really been teaching me and mentoring me and helping me to understand the word of our Christ and Savior.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you tell some of the other visions you have for the church here, some of the things? I know you reach a lot of young people.
Yes, we have an outreach program called the Rock Foundation, Reaching Out for Christ Kids, and we just go to surrounding area neighborhoods and just, you know, we try to attract a lot of the young people that most churches don't want. You know, I know that's sad to say, but, you know, a lot of the programs for young people, that they get kicked out and so forth. We're just trying to get a lot of young people, and one of the ways we're doing that is through this nonprofit organization that we have for the church.
Praise God. It's just a great ministry because a lot of young people today are not reached. They don't know about Jesus.
Exactly.
And I just saw a survey recently about how we're losing our young people. Exactly. This is just a great ministry. And I was sitting into part of the service today, Sunday school, and just asking the young people about different things about the Bible.
Exactly.
And there's so many young people that don't even know some
You're
of
right.
the basics
exactly.
of who Jesus is.
Right.
About his life, we know about a lot of people know about his birth, about him down on the cross, but a lot of the other stuff that's in between there, they don't
exactly.
know much about
they
it.
They really don't know exactly.
And so I just praise God for what you're doing to reach out to these young people. And Brother Thomas, I'd like to have you on the podcast again sometime.
Definitely.
Maybe you come over to our house and
okay.
and eat. We'll have a good dinner for you.
Oh yeah,
we
love
come
to
and
eat.
We'll get on the computer and we'll
okay.
we'll do some more podcasting and really just give you a chance to share the word.
Okay.
And so I just appreciate you coming and sharing. Praise the Lord. We just appreciate Brother Thomas and the people at High Praise for being on the podcast today. But maybe you're needing something in your life. Maybe you live somewhere else in the world. But you know, God can minister to you. We're here to pray for you. So just begin to lift up your hands right now where you are. If you have a need in your life, and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I realize that you're my all sufficiency. Now I just put my trust into your hands. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. Won't you pray this prayer? Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I recognize that I'm in need of a Savior. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to come into my life. I yield my life completely over to your will and to your sovereignty. And I thank you, Lord, for your promise of eternal life. In Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, may God richly bless you is our prayer.